Our Father, this morning we have come to you. Lord, I pray that you will reveal yourself to everyone in Jesus' name. Speak to each and everyone in their level of understanding. Oh God, break the world to their understanding in Jesus' name. I pray that somebody will be saved, somebody will be delivered. Someone will be helped in Jesus' name. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The world is becoming more tough. Only the tough will get going. I tell you the truth. Only the tough will get going. So don't think that the devil is too strong. No. When the devil is strong, you need to be stronger. Amen. This morning I'm talking on let not God's grace fail in your life. In the book of Hebrews chapter 12, let not God's grace fail in my life. In the book of Hebrews in chapter 12, the Bible says, I read verse 15. It says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Looking diligently. For you to really see whether the grace of God is failing or not, you need to look well. Because man is full of himself. That's the reason why, even when man is not saved, he feels he's saved. The reason why you see many people will go from church to hell is because they are full of themselves. They believe that they are saved. They believe that they are walking with God. They believe they know God. The Bible says, look it diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Look well. Look consciously. Look committedly. Because the grace of God can fail in the life of a man. Yes. The grace of God can fail in the life of a man. The grace of God is the only reason why we are living today. It is that grace that enables us to do anything useful in this world. Grace. Therefore, if that grace fails, then we are equal to zero. You know what is called zero? Nothing. If not for the grace of God, you won't be alive today. If not for the grace of God, you can do nothing. Practically nothing. As a living being, even though you are not born again, you are living by the grace of God. You may not be saved. You may not have known God. You may not have surrendered your life to Jesus. You may not have see him as your personal Lord and Savior to serve him, but you are still existing on earth by the grace of God. God is lengthening your days so that you may know him. So, and you must recognize it and you must appreciate it. One of the reasons why you see God allows some people to be cut off unnecessarily because they refuse to recognize the grace that has kept them until the day they lived. They refuse to recognize that grace. Even when you are born again, you must also know that you were saved by the grace, and it will take only that same grace for you to maintain salvation to the end and to be saved at the end. Praise the Lord. It will take only that grace for you to remain saved and to be saved at the end. So you must recognize God's grace. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. First Corinthians chapter 15. The Bible says from verse 9. He said, "For I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meant to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labor more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me." This scripture is enough for us in this message. You can see what this man was saying. That I am not worthy to be called an apostle. I am the least of all of them because I persecuted the church. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And that grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. May the grace of God not be in vain in your life. You know, people can receive the grace of God in vain. That's why somebody can be saved and will not recognize that grace, and the grace will fail because he never see that it was grace that saved him. And he went further to say, "But I labor more abundantly than they all." So which means, with grace, you still need to labor. Hello? With full of grace and in labor. So grace is not just for you to sleep and relax. Oh, Jesus has saved us, we can be committing sin. Praise the Lord. Jesus has died for us, we can be living lazy. And he will be fighting our battle. Go and sit down. I labor more than them all. By the grace that was bestowed on me. So, grace enable you to labor. Grace enable you to do the unusual. Grace enable you to please God. Grace enable you to serve God. Grace! So, if you don't walk by the grace that has been bestowed on you, the grace will fail. He said, "It was not I that was even doing it, but that same grace which was with me." So when grace is with you, it will help you to do well. May God's grace help you to do well. Some people have seen grace as grace covers us, that even when we do nothing, grace, we just do it. No. Praise God. Praise God. So that's why grace helps us to be saved. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. The Bible says in verse 5, "Even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with God, with Christ. By grace, ye are saved." By grace. You must allow God's grace to save you. Verse 8 now says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourself, it is the gift of God." So, it takes faith for you to allow grace to save you. So if there's no faith in your heart, grace will not work. So by grace are you saved through faith. And that is not of yourself. It is the gift of God. God allow it. God dash it. God gave it free. But you must accept it. If not, it will work for you. So today, I see many people abusing the grace of God. They feel that they are living by their own power. They feel they are succeeding in life by their own power. And as such, have no regard for God. They don't see God as the one that is helping them. They don't see God as the one that is enabling them. They don't see God as the one that is making them to be able to do whatsoever they are doing. So, let it be made known to you today that it is only grace that kept you up to today. And it is only that same grace that can take you further. In other words, it is grace that kept you up to today. And it is only that same grace that can take you further. Without that grace, you will do nothing. Praise the Lord. In Jeremiah chapter 9. The Bible says in verse 23. Thus saith the Lord. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. But let him that glorieth, glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. That I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in this thing I delight, saith the Lord. Let not any man glory in himself. That's the meaning. Let not anybody think that he's succeeding because he is very intelligent. Let not anybody think that he's living because he's strong. You know, when you see the weakness of man, you will fear God. That somebody may say, I'm very strong, I'm very mighty. When that man is ordinary sickness, we humble him. He can't move his leg, can't move his hand. He will be asking for help. You, strong man, what has happened to you? You're not strong again. You're only strong by the grace of God. So you cannot help yourself now. You, this strong man. You, this man that think you are very intelligent. You, this man. You don't know that. That's why he said, let no man glory in his strength, in his wisdom. You think you are very wise? No. No. Let no man glory in his riches. Don't even think that you have money. How did you get it? How did you get the money? Let him that glory, glory indeed, that he understandeth and knoweth me. That the only thing you can glory in, that I know God. I know God. Oh God, thank you for because I know you. That's the only thing you can glory in. That I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, righteousness in the earth. That's what I delight, saith the Lord. No, because you see, I am this, I am that, I am this, I am that. May grace deliver you in Jesus' name. Somebody was talking to me during the week. He said, took some boys to go and buy a vehicle in the town. And they bought the Lexus, about 3.9 million. And they paid. As they were coming, only God saved them. They would have died with that car, that same night. Only God saved them. May God save you. That's why people, he said they were coming all of a sudden. There was a stolen vehicle they were pursuing. And they took one way. And they were coming, and the vehicle was coming in one way. He said, what saved them was that another bike kind of enter into their front. Oh no, they cleared that one, and that's how they were able to escape. You see, those ones died on the floor, on the spot. Grace. Don't think that you are living by your power. That's why even when you are a sinner, recognize that there is God. If not, it will be terrible. It will be terrible. So, brethren, what is this grace all about? Grace, as you know, is God's ability in a man. God's ability in a man to do what he cannot do by himself. That's grace. God's ability in a man to do what he cannot do by himself. Can a man be able to live by himself? I'm just living by myself. It's God. It's God, you are not stupid. If God removes his hand from your life, you fall down. You see all this testimony they were sharing? So how many people have just slipped and fall? That's the end. How many? Grace! Somebody sleeping in the house and everywhere is catching fire, is not sleeping. And smoke can feel everywhere. How many people have burned inside the house like that? Have you heard of them? Families burn. Everybody burn. Grace! That's why you must recognize God's grace that can deliver a man when he cannot deliver himself. You must understand what God's grace can do. No man can live by himself. No man can succeed by himself. No man can be saved by himself. Therefore, it takes God's ability in you to do anything, because some other people would have liked to do what they are doing, but they are not able. Praise the Lord. They would have liked to do what you are doing effortlessly, and they cannot. Because sometimes you don't know. Some of you are going to church serving God. Some people are wishing to be like you, but just they don't have the grace to do it. Praise the Lord. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 15. That's why you will not throw away what you have. Don't be envying anybody. Some people even want to be like you, but they don't have that grace. Out of the Apostles chapter 15, verse 11. It says, but we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they. Through the grace of our Lord Jesus, we believe we shall be saved through the grace. You can only be saved by the grace of God. That's why, for example, you discover how grace helps people. As populated as Nigeria is now, because personally I've come to discover that one of the things that Nigerians are good in doing is they are very good in giving birth to children. Praise the Lord. They can populate the whole world in a short while. It doesn't take them time. But do you know that in the midst of that, there are still people who are looking for a child in Nigeria? Eh? Do you know that? Some people cannot even have one. They are wondering how, why. Hallelujah. Something that looks so cheap, but they don't have it. They look here, they go there, run hetter skater. Some people are running away from it, but they just want to understand how to even be free. Grace. You that have children is God, that is God's grace that is helping you. Praise the Lord. So, also it is in everything in this life. Some people wish to be alive today, but unfortunately, they could not see today. They really have planned. They really plan to be alive in this, you know, when some people enter into a new year, like this year, 2021, oh, they say, wonderful, glorious, we have entered into a new year. Hallelujah. They dance and dance, whole and heady, no sickness, no headache, nothing. But before January ends, they are dead. Eh? Grace. Only grace took you up to today. That's why when I see people full of themselves, I am really troubled. Do you know it is grace that make you to be standing here? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you are walking, eating every day. Why there are people who wish to walk and to eat their own bread, but they are not able. They tried, but it's not working. Whatsoever you are doing today that God is helping you is grace that take you there. Recognize that grace. Don't play with that grace, because it can fail. How do God's grace fail in people's life? Number one, because of pride. When you allow pride to take you over, because of some things you enjoy, because of some grace you enjoy, that grace will fail. When you allow pride to take over your life, because you are enjoying something, you now feel that, yes, it is me. I am doing this. I am the one doing that. I'm the one doing that. That grace will fail you. You are who you are by the grace of God. That's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, the Bible says, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and in verse 7, he says, "For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou did not receive? Now, if thou did receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received it?" Why are you behaving as if it was it's not that they dash you? You see, why are you glory as if you got it by your strength? There's nothing a man had that he did not receive. God gave it to you. Bible says no man can receive anything except he give it to him from above. So if you receive it, why are you behaving as if you didn't receive it? Why? That is pride. When pride enters into a man, he will start behaving as if what is the thing he's enjoying, he got it by his own strength. So, it is very dangerous. That's why man needs to humble himself. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18, the Bible says, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18, it said, "Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." Before God's grace fell in the life of a man, pride has gone ahead. Pride goeth before destruction. A hardy spirit before a fall. The person become hardy. He now see him or herself as somebody, you know. Satan know how to pump pride into man because he is a proud person. Praise the Lord. He know how to pump pride into a man so that the God's grace will fail in that man's life. So he will be pumping pride there and the person will be becoming big. He will be becoming big of himself until God withdraw his hand. That's what the devil knows how to do. That's why before destruction, pride will go ahead. Who will see anything happen to somebody suddenly? Pride has gone ahead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In James chapter 4, verse 6, don't let pride enter into your life. Don't allow it because it's one of the things that is killing man. Very terrible thing. Pride. Hi, very subtle. Very subtle. James chapter 4, verse 6 says, "But he giveth more grace, wherefore he said, God resisted the proud and giveth grace to the humble." God give more grace, but he resists the proud. When there is proud, no grace will flow. Grace will fall when pride comes in. You will enjoy grace again. That grace that was enabling you to go on, that grace will be taken away. That's why you must be very careful of pride. Because it will make the grace of God to fail. And you wonder that certain things are no more happening the way it's supposed to be. Because pride has entered. Hallelujah. In 1 Peter chapter 5, it says further, in verse 5, say, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. And be clothed with humility. For God resisted the proud and giveth grace to the humble." Be subject to one another. You know what it is to be subject to one another? Pride will not allow anybody, some people to be subject. No. Me, subject to who? Myself, only myself. So all I want to do is what I do. If I want to do this, I will do it. If I don't want to do it, I will not do it. Pride. Even if anybody wants you to do it, he said, no. Nobody can make me to do anything. The Bible says, be subject to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resisted the proud and gave grace to the humble. Only a man who can Who, you know, sometimes when I look at how people find it difficult to listen to simple instruction, I see pride in the life of a man. Pride. Pride will not allow you to listen to another person. Pride will not allow you to take another man's instruction. No matter how good it is, you say no. You will not do it. And God resists. That's why you see so many resistance will take place. Only the humble God will give grace to. Sometimes, when we are small, you know, when I look at people, when we are small like that and we give instruction, I see people disobeying it. I see that, well, when your eye will be open, you will understand. And later the thing will catch up with them. I say, but I said this. I told you. I say it. Why didn't he do it? Pride. Praise the Lord. You don't want to. Let me not submit myself. But the Bible says submit yourself. Amen. What made God's grace to fail in the people's life? Bitterness. You see that Hebrews chapter 12 we read. The Bible says, he says, look it diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, thereby many be defiled. When bitterness spring up in your heart, it will trouble your life, and it will defile you, and it will take the grace of God from you. Amen? This much is called bitterness, very powerful. When you are bitter against anybody, most especially close people like your husband, your wife, your children, your relations, so it is people that are close to you that bitterness used to rise against them. Because they are close to you, they will offend you. So before you know it, bitterness rises up in your heart. Bitterness mostly comes from unforgiveness. When someone offends you and you find it difficult to forgive, then bitterness will build up in your heart. Amen. When you see bitterness in your heart against anybody, understand that it has its root with unforgiveness. There is somebody you are not forgiving. So anytime you see the person, your heart becomes bitter. And when that bitterness rises up, it will quench the grace of God in your life. It will quench it. That's why we advise Matthew chapter 6. That's why we advise people to pray to be able to forgive people easily. Because this unforgiveness is a common thing. And nobody wants to accept it until when you see things happening physically. You say, no, I forgive everybody. I forgive. No. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 12, it said, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. 14. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. Praise the Lord. Now this is a man who is so sinful. And he wants God to forgive him what he has done. But he will not want to forgive another person. And because he's not forgiving, before you know it, bitterness will spring up. And your heart becomes bitter. And that makes God's grace to fail. Most times, I wonder, why should men that are full of sin find it difficult to forgive another person? These same people are full of errors, and God is managing them. Do you know that you, even you, God is managing you? Praise the Lord. If you know that, you will know how to forgive everybody. Hello? God is managing you, even me. God is managing every one of us. Praise the Lord. If God, my people make a parable, say, if you consider this, what rat has done, the evil rat has done, even ass is not enough to use to kill rats. Ass will be too small. But you won't consider that. You will not want to kill rat, go and look for ass. No, ass is too big now. Praise the Lord. Ordinary stick, use it to eat it. If you know that God is managing you, you will have no reason not to forgive everybody. That we are living by the grace of God. You are doing anything, you are doing by the grace of God. So why is it that man find it difficult to forgive his fellow man? Why? Satan is showing them that thing to do. Is the devil showing them? We are all living by the grace of God. Only for you to be offended in another person, and we find it difficult to forgive those that have offended you, that make God very angry with man. You know, one of the things I picked that time, when somebody came up with one revelation, that when you got to the hall of unforgiveness, it is, God don't want to see it at all. He throw you a quick, that's why I throw them to hell. Because, do you know what it cost Jesus to forgive us our sin? And you say, somebody have done you this, I will not forgive. I've heard people saying it too. Because of this, I will never forgive. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you go and pray. Oh God, forgive me my sin. Whatsoever I've done, oh Lord, forgive me. What about you? That's why the Bible says, if you refuse to forgive men their sin, neither will your heavenly Father also forgive you your sin. And once there is some forgiveness in your heart, it brings forth bitterness and grace. Go away. You will be doing a mechanical life, struggling. Grace will fail. Watch it. Check up. Because many people have offended you, and even today they are still offending you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When unforgiveness is built up in the heart, then the resultant effect is bitterness. And when there is bitterness, what did it produce? It will produce anger. Somebody say what? What did I say? It will produce anger. These are the things that cut off grace from people. Anger. In Proverbs 27 verse 4, the Bible says, wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous, but who is able to stand before envy? The other translation say, anger is overwhelming flood. He call it overwhelming flood. Anger, wrath is cruel, is bad. But anger is outrageous, overwhelming flood. Who can stand before envy? These ones, they are twins. Wrath, cruel, anger. Now, when anger is in your heart, it's outrageous. It makes people to do what ordinarily couldn't have been done. They go at the extreme. They don't respect anybody who angry people. Don't respect anybody. When Moses called Dathan, Korah, and Abiram, tell them that I want them. Did they come? No. They say, for what? We are not coming. What happened to you? Because you are of the Levite, what happened to you? Because they gave you some opportunity, you are an elder, so you now have that right that the man of God is calling you, say you are not coming. What has happened to you now? That's why Moses now said, what has never happened in the world, oh Lord, let it happen. Amen. Since these people are so tough like this, grace failed in their life. And God answered Moses quick. He said, let ground open up and swallow them. Don't let grace fail in your life. Many people today are full of anger, uncontrolled anger. That can even lead to murder. Why did Cain murder Abel? Anger. He was not satisfied with Abel's sacrifice. That Abel's sacrifice was accepted, but his soul was not accepted. Instead of him to look for why now, he matched up bitterness against Abel. And they were going together. If Abel had known that Cain was bitter against him, he would have not gone with him now. Amen. That's how dangerous that thing is. Somebody will be playing with you. You don't know there's bitterness inside him against you. And they were walking together on the field and carried something and hit him. And he died. That is what anger produces. That's why you must be very careful. We are living in the days where anger is ruling men. Some husbands have killed their wives. Some wives have killed their husbands. Ha! You know, if you see what goes on in the world. Anger, terrible thing. They will do it neat before they say, hey, hey, hey. A one woman, he was in the first court. One woman killed the husband. When he finished killing her, he started running. I said, well, hey, hey. Then it was the neighbor. I said, what happened? Hey. The neighbor went into the house. Come and see the man in the pool of his blood. He has killed the man. Anger. That's why, for a man to go to that extreme, grace has failed. God has withdrawn his hand from that person. So, one must be very careful of this thing so that grace will not fail. So, let's be watching what we do. Beloved, deal with every anger in your life. Anger that makes you say foolish things. Anger that makes you act stupid. Anger that takes away the grace of God in your life. Once the grace of God is removed, you become vulnerable to anything. Satan takes charge and will be using you to do what you couldn't have done. That's why you see, when certain things happen, they say, why? You will say it was Satan. Now Satan can't do it. Now you do it. Why? The grace failed. That grace that has been helping you, that you refuse to recognize, you refuse to appreciate, God will draw the grace. And you not do. You know, somebody said, even Satan himself, there are certain things men do. Eh? And they say Satan, they say Satan. Even Satan too, the one that says, see what man they do. Hey, this man, they try you. Eh? So man say you can do like this. Ah, he will say, clap for him. That's what the devil is saying. He's not the one, though. Praise the Lord. It's man doing it. Why? Because they refuse to accept God. They refuse to recognize God. They refuse to allow God to have his way in their life. So, grace was taken away. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 9. It says, be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. If you are a fool, then you can be an angry man. But if you are not a fool, then don't be an angry man. Hello? Foolish people are people that can be angry outrageously. No, sometimes you want to settle some people, they will be very angry. I used to wonder, what's wrong with you? Are you a fool? The Bible says anger rests in the bosom of fool. And fool says that there is no God. When you are angry like that, you are automatically saying there is no God anywhere. And when you say there is no God, where will you see grace to cover you? No grace. You will spoil things by yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Time is gone. But to maintain God's grace, let me tell you a few things. Living or maintaining God's grace in your life. The Bible says in John chapter 1. In John chapter 1, verse 14, it says, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Verse 16, and of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. You want to live and maintain God's grace? Please. Jesus came with grace and truth, full of it. When we say, give your life to Jesus, what it means is that, come and receive fullness of grace. Praise the Lord. Grace to do all things. Grace to live a happy life. Grace to be married and live a good marital life. Grace to have children and have children that are controlled. That are controlled. That are not armed robbers. Grace! Grace. Only grace. You receive it from Jesus. He came with abundant grace. When you give your life to him, you enjoy grace in abundance. And you can maintain that grace by your continually abiding in his word. John chapter 15. You can maintain that grace by continually abiding in him and abiding in his word. John chapter 15 verse 4. It says, abide in me and I in you. As the bread cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abided in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Somebody say nothing. I tell you the truth, until you wake up to this realization that without me, you can do nothing. You will not amount to anything. Without God, without his grace, you are equal to zero. You know what he calls zero? Zero. You see yourself that without Jesus, I am zero. Z-L-E-R-O. Without me, you can do nothing. All your pride will die. In verse 6, he said, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Grace to get answers to prayer. When a man pray and God bring answer, is because grace flow. Hello? Because grace flow. It's not because you are very powerful in prayer. You may fast and pray. You never see people. A man was trying to fast for 40 days. And he went to the bush and cleared the place and was fasting. And fasted. How many days did he even reach? He fasted and fasted and fasted and prayed and fasted and prayed and fasted until when it was about 20 something days. That's how he died there. Amen. Grace failed. Only God knows what was he praying for. And they have to be looking for him to go and find him where he died there. It takes grace for you to do anything. That's why you can't just call by yourself and say, I want to go and fast. You think that your power will take fast? You can die in fasting. It's not by power. It's not by might. Grace. Grace. So, you abide in him, abide in his word, then the grace will flow. And you can maintain that. So many people today are completely out of God's grace because they are not in Christ. And if they were in Christ before, but has left him and are now on their own, therefore, grace will depart from them and they will manifest satanic character. That was what happened to Satan. Praise the Lord. Grace left him. Do you know that? Grace left him. He wasn't created as Satan, you know it. He was created as a Lucifer, the most beautiful one. Precious. Good in the sight of God, worshiping God, until one day he felt that he could be better than God. Pride entered him. I could take that position. I could do better. And he started to do campaign. He campaigned and won 2 angels to himself. And he now said, let's overthrow God. It was when God now saw his stupidity, he withdrew his grace and Satan fell. And saw himself on the floor. Yep. I remember one film I watched so many years ago in Yoruba. And that's how, when he fell, he looked, he said, Oloro, you brought me down here. How would they bring you down here? Praise the Lord. All of a sudden, he saw himself on the floor. It was there he vowed. He said, hey, you brought me down here. All these human beings created in your image, I will deal with them. That's the anger of the devil against you. Praise the Lord. Grace fell in his life because pride entered. Don't allow pride to enter into your life. Don't allow anger, bitterness to eat you up, or else God's grace will disappear. Surrender your life to Jesus. Let me read 1-2 scripture, we close. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. The Bible says, in verse 28, it said, wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. Hey, I love this scripture. Eh? Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Do you understand this? The Bible says we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be moved. Not even the devil could move the kingdom of God from where it is. Nobody, if one Babala will tell you, I will deal with God, fear that man, run. If you see any spirit telling you that, because recently you see some people rising up and say, yeah, they are for Satan. They don't know what they are doing. The Bible says we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be moved. Let us therefore have grace. You need grace. Let's have grace. Wherein we can serve God acceptably with reverence and what? What's required from you? If you want to maintain the grace of God, you need to serve God with reverence and godly fear. Respect. Fear God. Respect God. Honor Him. Grace will remain in your life. Because the kingdom of God cannot be moved. Because our God is a consuming fire. The hand He used to bless, He can use it to curse. Do you know it? That's God. That's God. That's God. Time will not permit me. You see what happened to Saul? Saul, grace failed in the life of Saul. The same God that lifted up Saul, He withdrew the grace from him. And Saul now started looking for a witch to come and save him. Amen. When God's grace was taken away from Saul, he didn't see God again. He was looking for help up and down until he go and meet one witch. They said that Saul be this way, pursue us away from Israel. It was when I pursued them before. He was looking for them to come and help him. Praise the Lord. May the grace of God not fail in your life. Grace can fail in the life of a man. Finally, Hebrews chapter 4. The Bible says, in Hebrews chapter 4, it says in verse 14, that's why, that's Sunday school, on next Sunday, you will round up that message. I want you to take that aspect of prayers again. In Hebrews chapter 4, from verse 14, the Bible says, see there that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all point tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Verse 16, are you there in your Bible? Now read with me. Want to go? Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. May grace not fail you. When you can only maintain grace at the throne of grace. Come boldly to the throne of grace so that you can obtain mercy and find grace to help at the time of need. Everybody's always have a time of need now. Nobody in this world that doesn't have a time of need. But if you come to the throne of grace, and or rather you refuse to come to the throne of grace, and grace fail, and you say, oh, devil has taken over. Why? You are the one that failed. The Bible says we have a high priest. We don't have a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity. He knows our case. Amen. He knows your problem. How far have you gone with Him? Have you whipped your prayers? Have you vowed your prayers? Have you fasted your prayers? Have you seek and knock? Have you cried before God and God said, I will not hear you? Even Esau could get the ears of Isaac after the blessing had been taken away. How could your God hear your prayers? Praise the Lord. God will listen to your cry. God will listen to your cry. My prayer for you today is that wherever grace has failed in your life, let there be a recovery. It's grace that used to fail in people's lives. That's why you see they will cry, they will bang door, they will do this in nothing because grace has failed. Rise up on your feet. Oh Lord, I recover the grace of God for my life today. I want to recover God's grace for my life. I need that grace back into my life. Let not the grace of God fail in my life. Wherever there are bitterness, wherever there is unforgiveness, wherever there is anger, wherever there is pride in my life that can take away God's grace. Oh Lord, I let those things disappear. I repent of them all. I don't want to allow anything to take away the grace of God from me again. I don't want to allow anything to remove God's grace from my life. In the name of Jesus, wherever I open door for pride to enter, I open door for any sin to enter, I open door for any anger to enter, to take away God's grace from me. Oh Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Let the mercy of God come. I appear at the throne of grace this morning. I come to the throne of grace this morning. I want to obtain mercy. 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 Thank you, Lord. Your grace is sufficient for me. Hey, yes, oh Lord, in my weakness, grace will be there. Grace will be there. The Bible says His strength is made perfect in weakness. In the name of Jesus, I need grace. 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 Let the grace of God not fail me, Lord. Let not your grace fail in my life. Let not my stubbornness cause your grace to fail. Let not my selfishness cause your grace to fail. Let no pride in my life cause your grace to fail. Oh Lord, I pray that your grace will not fail in my life. The grace to be saved. The grace to be healed. The grace to be delivered. The grace to prosper. The grace to amount to anything in life. Let grace not fail me. Let grace not fail me. Let grace not fail me. In the name of Jesus. If the grace of God fail, I am equal to zero. If the grace of God fail, I amount to nothing. Oh Lord, let not your grace fail. Let it not fail in my life. 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 I demand for the grace of God. 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 In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I pray. Let your grace be sufficient for me. Let your grace be sufficient for me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Even in my weakness, let your grace come. Come down. Let your grace 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 come down. I ask for grace. 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 Have mercy upon me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. There is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows.
Jesus
knows all about our struggles. Amen. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No.
No, not one.
Jesus your friend? Can you make Jesus your friend this morning? Can you make Jesus your friend? The best friend a man can have. There's no friend like the lonely Jesus. He will guide till the day is done. There's no way you look for him and you will not see him. There's no time you call upon him and he will not answer. But because people have lost the grace of God, they can call and he will not hear them. Oh Lord, be my friend. I want to make Jesus my friend. I want to make Jesus my friend. I want to make Jesus my friend. I want to surrender my life. I want him to forgive my sins. I want him to cleanse me. I want him to wash me. I want him to deliver me from the troubles of this world. Oh Jesus, be my friend. Be my friends. Let not your grace fail in my life again. Let not your grace fail in my life again, Lord. Be my friend this morning. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Lift up your heart. If you want to see me personally, you can see me. There are some of you that you need God in your life. You need God, though. You just need God. Lift up your hand. Father, I pray that God's grace will not fail in the life of this world. Let your grace go with them today. In the name of Jesus. Whatsoever is overtaking them, that's making the grace of God to fail. Oh Lord, let it be arrested this morning in the name of Jesus. I pray. Jesus knows all your troubles. He's able to guide you. He's able to help you. I am praying. Whatsoever is your case this morning, may the Lord arrest that situation in the name of Jesus. Wherever the enemy is clapping and happy and jumping over your life, the grace of God will overcome. The grace of God will overcome. The grace of God will overcome. In the name of Jesus. The grace to smile again. The grace to rejoice. The grace to be happy. The grace to be blessed. The grace to be promoted. The grace to prosper. The grace to live in divine health. Receive in the name of Jesus. 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 Father, as they live here this morning, let your grace go with them. Let them enjoy grace. Let them pray and grace of God will be available to answer their prayers in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, I pray.